Hi, I'm Marie Keating, and this is Free Enterprise in 3 minutes. In this 188th episode, we're going to look at the fair tax. Now, we're going to be running a bit long again. We've got a bit of a streak here with that, and I apologize. But let's get to it. What is the fair tax? Well, it's a national retail sales tax. The idea is that the current tax system would be replaced by a national retail sales tax. And most estimates put the rate at, you know, some at least 23%. There obviously are many questions here. For example, would this tax come on top of state and local sales taxes? Most proposals would do so, which would drive the total sales tax rate above 30% in many places. Would some kind of credit or prebate be offered to make a national sales tax slightly less progressive? And how exactly would that work? These are all questions that are in the mix. If we compare the fair tax to the basics for a sound tax system as laid out in episode 187, it fares pretty well. For example, by not taxing the returns on working, saving, investing, and entrepreneurship, economic growth clearly would benefit. As for clarity, it's hard to imagine a clearer tax system than a national retail sales tax. Whenever one buys something, the tax owed becomes immediately clear, and it's paid at that moment. For good measure, a national retail sales tax would be far simpler than an income tax system for individuals and for many businesses, including no more federal income tax filings. However, questions remain for many retail businesses as to whether such a sales tax eases or adds to their tax compliance burdens. As for bureaucracy and intrusiveness, the fair tax would mean replacing one federal bureaucracy, the IRS, with another government sales tax collection agency. However, some national sales tax advocates would have the states collect the tax, since most already have sales tax collection systems in place. And in the end, it's hard to argue with the idea that collecting a retail sales tax would be far less intrusive and costly than collecting income-based taxes. Now, incentives for avoidance, however, could be significant, especially at a total tax rate topping 30%. As for the fair tax effect on government spending, a national retail sales tax actually should act as a restraint on the growth of government. Every time a purchase is made, the cost of government becomes clear with the national retail sales tax, right? Demands for the government to economize should increase under such a system. Now, there are two big buts that loom large here with a national retail sales tax. First, and most importantly, in shifting to a retail sales tax, the 16th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution allowing for an individual income tax would have to be repealed. If not, the most likely outcome would be that U.S. taxpayers eventually would wind up paying both a sales tax and an income tax. Second, many critics of the fair tax claim that such a tax inevitably would turn into a value-added tax or a VAT. Now, a value-added tax is a dangerous levy that, in effect, is a hidden sales tax applied at each stage of production on the value added. In the end, under a VAT, consumers wind up having little idea of how much they're paying in taxes when purchasing a product. That is, well, clarity would be gone. And you know what? That would be ironic. That would be an ironic outcome, given that clarity of the fair tax would be a big selling point. Thanks for listening. By the way, please pick up the paperback or Kindle edition of my book, The Weekly Economist, 52 quick reads to help you think like an economist. Perhaps get copies for others in your life, especially high school or college students. Like and follow us on Facebook at Free Enterprise Economics and on Twitter at Free Enterprise 7. And please subscribe to the Free Enterprise in 3 Minutes podcast. Take care, and hey, think more like an economist.